Ekanis spent some time as the martial arts editor of Soldier of Fortune magazine, the journal of professional adventurers. He became something of a poster boy for American mercenaries, quite literally, in fact, because he frequently appeared as the cover star of Soldier of Fortune and Black Belt. If you ever chance upon a 1970s photograph of a handsome and wiry American mercenary with a handlebar mustache, lying vigilant and armed in jungle terrain, wearing khaki and a bandana, and clutching a knife with a vicious serrated edge, the chances are that it is Michael Ekanis. All this made him even more famous, which is not a good strategy for a mercenary, and possibly led to his mysterious death at the age of 28. There are a number of versions out there of how Ekanis came to die. What is definite is that it happened in Nicaragua, where he had hooked up in a professional capacity with its then-dictator, Anastasio Somoza. Some reports say that it was the CIA who brokered the meeting between the two men, and that the agency gave Ekanis a $5 million budget to teach esoteric martial arts techniques to Somoza's presidential guard and anti-Sandinista commandos. Ekanis told one Somoza biographer that the reason why he loved being in Nicaragua was that at home in the U.S., it was really hard to walk down the street and get into a fight. But in Nicaragua, he said, he could get into fights almost every day. It could be argued that being paid by Somoza to help crush peasant insurrection was somewhat unheroic. But fans of Ekanis told me, when I tentatively put this to them, that it made Ekanis's courage all the more outstanding, as the American people were not exactly enamored of Somoza, and the press made the Sandinistas into saints. One version of the events surrounding Ekanis's death goes like this. Ekanis and a few fellow mercenaries were in a helicopter, on their way to perpetrate some Somoza-inspired horror. The helicopter exploded, either as a result of a bomb planted by anti-Somoza rebels, or because the passengers were messing around with grenades and one of them went off, and everyone on board was killed. In the other version, told to me by martial arts master Pete Brusso, who teaches at the Camp Pendleton Marine Training Base in San Diego, Ekanis was not in a helicopter. He was on the ground, acting too big for his boots regarding his superhuman powers.